This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2019 Virgo New Moon. The New Moon takes place on August 30th, 2019 at 3:37 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 6:37 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 10:37 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 6 degrees Virgo, 46 minutes. And now for something completely different, for this year anyway. The Virgo New Moon is bringing clear thinking, clean living, healthy emotions, and the incentive to work on them all. What's on offer is a stark break from the challenges of the first half of the year. Situations are still with us, but now we've got the mental space and motivation to do something about them. And maybe a helper as well. This new moon promises uncommon productivity for weeks to come. We're in for a stretch of scrutinizing, strategizing, and organizing, of making to-do lists and marking items off, with unity at our disposal inside and out. Heart and mind, will and drive are aligned instead of working at cross purposes, and this moon bodes exceedingly well for teaming one-on-one, too. The reason is the moon's sizable honor guard, which enlists all the inner planets in a cosmic workforce cum cleanup crew. Mars, ruler of our drive and actions, is within a degree of the action and the first planet the sun and moon cross over as they separate. As the moon waxes, he'll carry the energies forward and provide follow-through. Practical, analytical, careful, with an eye to efficiency and effectiveness. No measure twice, cut once here. Instead, measure four or five times, rethink, and measure again, then cut once. And our action hero isn't alone. He's still buzzing from his August 24 date with his lady love, Venus, ruler of relationships, money, and creativity. And their proximity pulls her into the new moon action. Their union is lingering in the air and provides the moon's gift of cooperation and teamwork. Right behind the moon are Virgo's ruler, Mercury, ruler of communication and getting around, and Juno, protector of marriage and partnerships. This pair encourages the phenomenon known as meeting of the minds. It also encourages dispassionate rational thought and discussions of committed unions, as well as collaborating efficiently on partnership matters, including improving them. Novel approaches and points of view are in the mix. The new moon is making an exact trine to cosmic quick change artist Uranus, who traffics in wild cards, lightning strikes, and alternate points of view. He contributes brainstorms and breakthroughs to the productivity and keeps the action unpredictable. We may be busy little bees, but we won't be bored or complacent with him around. He is not likely to disrupt what really counts. Venus is in a trine to Saturn, an easy flow that facilitates structure, order, commitment, and maturity, and supports connections and situations with lasting value. The trine's qualities are pouring into the metaphoric ground that's been so dramatically reworked since April. We've spent months digging up and clearing out the past. The cleared spaces are now giving rise to solid, sturdy, stable, reliable structures, which the Virgo pileup will be refining and improving. While we're moving forward methodically, carefully, slowly, we're also experiencing the past differently. The new moon is in an adjustment aspect to Chiron, embodiment of our abiding wound. In Aries, he's challenging us to step into and take charge of our raw, bold selves, but also lighting up issues of delegating wisely. It's time to peel back yet another layer of our personal onion and move forward differently, perhaps in a more personally healthy way. So it's back to work for all of us. What would you like to clean up? Any lingering debris from the ongoing routing of the past, maybe? What would you like to improve? What would you like to nudge forward? And with whom? Set intentions accordingly, and by all means, set them consciously. This energy is too healthy, too helpful, and too productive to squander. Besides, it's a tonic, a cosmic green juice with surprising appeal. The more you drink, the better you'll feel. You can't calm the chaos of the outer world, but you can tidy the part of it you inhabit, however tiny. Increasing order in your environment carries potent subliminals. It declutters your mind and emotions. It eases your mood. And it ripples out from your spot in the world to parts unknown. And how fitting for Virgo. Help yourself and you help others. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I am deeply grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. I'm on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge, on Instagram at KABeal, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.